4-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour today's show. Greatly appreciate Christian Marquez. You gotta love technology when it works, hate it when it doesn't. But it is what it is. He was in a remote area down in Houghton Lake area, I believe. This is absolutely great news. I got it from somebody who doesn't want to be identified in Gaylord. We, the people, taking back the House. Yes, I wish I could vote for Christian too. And Sherry LaFave says, yeah, I'm endorsing him as well. Love the guy. He's going to be a great state representative. What I'm excited about is this. There's so much happening going all the way down to the 103rd, Betsy Cofia's race. If another person runs against her as a Democrat and keeps the Democrats home on their side of the ballot to vote for Betsy, we can have a real Republican primary. Katie Ness will easily beat Lisa Trombley in the August 6th primary. By me challenging John Roth, hopefully pushing him to become a member, perhaps, of the House Freedom Caucus. I doubt that will happen. I would be willing to be a member of the House Freedom Caucus as a Democrat. That'll make headlines in itself. Democrat trucker Randy Bishop from the 104th joins the House Freedom Caucus. But we have Christian Marquez in the 105th, Todd Smallenberg in the 106th, Neil Friske in the 107th. We could be a voting block, depending on what happens up in the UP in the 108th, 109th, 110th. Northern Michigan Alliance could be a huge voting block, standing together for smart, commonsensical bills that would fix the state of Michigan. Forget all of this agenda-driven policies. Lower electric bills. Fix the roads through the local county road commissions. Get rid of the state income tax. Again, taking on DTE and Consumers Energy's monopoly, 90% of our electric grid. Making it easier for charter schools to compete against these indoctrination centers we now have known as public schools. Making competition a thing in every aspect of Lansing's government. These ideas are long overdue. The status quo is not going to get it done, folks. For those of you listening to the 105th in the 105th House District, you need to vote for Christian Marquez on August 6th. I wish I could vote for him. I know that if he gets elected and he aligns himself with these other state representatives, they'll do the right thing. I think it could be interesting as to who would get to be the most conservative legislator out of everybody running, everybody getting elected, challenging Neil Friske and Matt Maddock for being the most conservative state representative in Lansing. But you see, it takes people stepping up. Here, he sold his business. He went out and found himself a very good-paying job, making money, finally, instead of serving his community as a county commissioner, getting his life back, And now here he is being forced to get back into the race and serve the 105th. Simply because the person that we were behind 4 years ago basically left us. We didn't leave him, he left us. The money, the power, the prestige, the hobnobbing around with Matt Hall, coming out basically saying he was going to endorse and support Matt Hall for speaker versus Matt Maddock. I'm sorry, Ken, that was the final straw that broke the camel's back for me. Showing me your alliances? Sorry. Matt Hall cannot be Speaker of the House. Pure and simple. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care how much money he can throw at you guys. Do not let him buy the speakership. And I think that's basically what you were going to do, Ken. Kristen Marcus would not support Matt Hall. I can guarantee it. Somebody like Matt Maddock, who would stand up to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, somebody who would fight to rein in the spending, the wasteful government spending and lancing of our taxpayer dollars, that's the type of speaker we need. Somebody that will stand up to her. See, you have to understand something. This is a process. This is something that Christian and his wife Annette prayed on, I'm sure, and have been thinking about for months. And you know what? It's going to cost him money. If he gets elected to be a state representative, it's less paid than he's making in the private sector. But he's willing to do it. For us. You see, he's not just going to be a state representative for the 105th. He's going to be able to stand with Todd Smallenberg and Katie Ness and Neil Friske. They won't be alone. They will have another patriot Christian warrior. It's kind of funny, his first name is Christian. In the fight with them. Pat McCormick, one of our listeners, just filed for county commissioner in Wexford County. Congratulations, sir. We greatly appreciate you stepping up and doing that. Rod Wheeler is running for county commissioner in Lake. Michael Kamishak is running in Otsego. Jonathan Deke, the computer geek, is running in Sheboygan. We have another candidate, I believe, filing today in Sheboygan. Robert V. Crook, running for Presque Isle County. They're vetting another candidate for District 2 right now to replace Heideman in Presque Isle County. We'll find out who that filing ends up being tomorrow, I'm sure at the latest, for the deadline is 4 o'clock, so hopefully they're going to file either today or tomorrow morning. We'll have that announcement probably on Wednesday. Cliff Tolini will be the new chairman of the Board of Commissioners in Presque Isle County. They need it. They need it badly. We're going to have a completely new board up in Mackinac County. Mike Patrick will be the chairman of the board once again. We're getting common sense business people, patriots, to run for office. That is the mission of this show. This is the mission of this radio station during 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, repeating the next morning from 6 to 9. This is what we do, people. And don't get me wrong. Even though I'm personal friends with Christian and Annette, love them to death. But once he gets elected and he's a politician, I will hold him accountable. And he knows it. Ken Borton knows it. I've known Christian and Annette a lot longer than I've known Ken Borton. But you just can't get sucked into the swamp. You just can't do it, Ken. And it's going to be a good fight because, like he said, the NRCC has a ton of money, and they're going to do everything they can to try to keep their incumbents in office. It's going to be up to us to help. Knock on doors, put up signs, make phone calls, donate, whatever we have to do. We, the people, have to do this. We cannot let the establishment machine keep putting these same people back in office. Could you imagine if Ken Borton loses to Christian Marcus, Cam Cavett loses to Todd Smallenberg? Folks, we can make headlines in Lansing. We'll make statewide headlines that two incumbent Republicans get voted out of office on August 6th. So if you live in the 105th House District, let everybody know Christian Marcus is the guy we're supporting, and we hope you guys get him elected. Greatly appreciate him stepping up and doing this. And also, I want to thank Annette, his wife, because I'm sure she would rather have her husband in the private sector making a ton of money and having him home every single night versus having to go to Lansing Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and then come home on the weekends. It is a huge sacrifice for the wives. And I want to thank Annette Marcus personally for her willing to share her husband with the people of the 105th. Excellent. Just got another announcement. Breaking news story. We'll have him on the show soon. John Studer has just filed his signatures to be Sheboygan County Sheriff. Excellent. John, you have my endorsement for that office as well. We've been talking about this for a long time. He's been mulling it over, praying about it, him and Allison having conversations. Well, he just filed for sheriff. Good. A patriot standing up and going to run for sheriff to be a constitutional sheriff in Sheboygan County. Maybe, just maybe, you can fix all the corrupt things going on in Sheboygan County. Greatly appreciate you texting me that information. You have my personal endorsement, sir. Excellent news. Keep them coming, folks. We got today, we got tomorrow, and then 4 o'clock tomorrow, that's it. Tuesday, April 23rd, filings are over. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark saying, "I wish I called Rich."
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. And again, I want to remind you, the Crawford County event is this Friday. If you want to attend at Kirtland Community College there in Grayling, east of I-75, 4 Mile Road exit, text me Crawford. Today is the last day to be able to get your tickets for this Friday. It's Friday, April 26th event. Going to be a great dinner, great speakers. Professor, attorney, Dr. David K. Clements, the guy who made the movie Let My People Go, he's going to be at this event. It's going to be a great event. I'll be attending it. And then Saturday morning, this Saturday coming up, today 5 p.m. is the deadline for getting reservations for the class. I'll be teaching in Flint, Robert's Rules of Order, the State Constitution. You need to go to the website acconservatives.org, go down to the second post, read all about it, follow the instructions, donate $49, and you'll be registered for the class. I'm ordering the books later this evening. So we need you guys to be there. One thing that I am looking for is the outcome of these filings. How is the NRCC going to respond? How is the media going to respond? How are these incumbents going to respond? What's the strategy going to be? Is Ken Borton seriously going to knock on doors and talk to citizens and tell them about all the great legislation he introduced and got passed while he's been in Lansing for 4 years? Really? What have you done? Did you vote for the Democrat budget or did you vote against it? Where were you on these issues? Because your conservative voting record scoring by Rescue Michigan? Not so good, Ken. Sorry, there's some votes that you made that were just, they were wrong. Flat out, they were the wrong vote. And folks, you have to understand something. This is not personal. I like Ken Borton and his wife personally. This has nothing to do with friendships. This is about serving your community, standing up and doing the right thing. Because I got to tell you, nothing ticks me off more than supporting these people. Supporting these people to run for office like we did 4 years ago, help them get elected. I'm the one that basically advised Ken on what colors to use for his signs, his T-shirts, and his billboards. Everybody told him how great his signs look because you could see him a mile away. Yeah, yellow and black. Well, guess what? That just happens to be the same colors as Miss Vicky's signs. Because you know what? You could see him from a mile away. We put a 4x4 in front of Frisky's Farm Market last night. Man, you could see that sucker easily a mile away. Why? Because I put some solar-powered nightlights on her signs. That's right. She's going to be the first politician that's going to have lit signs in Antrim County at night. Let's see. Do you know if Todd Smallenberg is going to the Crawford event? My wife, Tracy, and I are planning on going. Rod Wheeler. I have no idea. Is Crawford? No, Crawford's not in his district, I don't believe. Taking care of business, indeed. That's what we're doing. Yes, sir. John Studer running for Sheboygan County Sheriff. Fantastic. Great news. Appreciate you guys doing that. The thing of it is this, people. If we all can run, you can run too. We need more people filing tomorrow at the latest for Sheboygan County. God, we need your help in getting that figured out in Presque Isle County for District 2. We need people to run for office in Emmett County. We're still looking at Resort Township. And there's one other township in there as well. I'll see if I can pull this up real quick and get it into today's show. Let's see. It's not only Resort Township in Emmett County, but we got to go through a lot of text messages back and forth. Bear River. There it is. Bear River and Resort Townships in Emmett County. Those are the people that we need to file. Bear River Township and Resort Township. District 2 in Presque Isle. More people in Sheboygan. We've got to change elected officials, folks, if we want different results. If we want our rights protected, we need patriots that are willing to stand up, pass ordinances, resolutions, whatever necessary to send a message to Lansing, not in our county. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. I want to thank Kristen Marcus, John Studer, and others. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have an absolutely magnificent Monday, everybody. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating.